And the gospel lesson for this morning is from Luke chapter 1, and we're going to read Mary's song, starting verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He's scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He's filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. So did you hear the one about the preacher who cut himself shaving? Remember the days when you used to cut yourself? Not you women, but the men. Remember the days when you might nick yourself? Well, this one preacher cut himself, and he had a little piece of toilet paper on his chin. And so he started off by saying that he was so focused and so concentrating on his sermon that he cut his chin. And so at the end of the service, at the end of the sermon, on the way out, someone shook his hand and said, "Pastor, next time, concentrate harder on your shaving and cut your sermon." So I know some of you are going to be here today and tomorrow. So you got two sermons coming at you within a couple days. But I'm so happy that you're here today to hear Mary's song. And Mary singing is such a beautiful thing. When you think about the Magnificat, that's Magnificat is the Latin for "My soul magnifies the Lord." Some translations say magnify or glorify, but she definitely is singing. And we don't know, it doesn't say Mary's voice was okay or good or bad, right? She just sang God's praise. And I know a lot of you have told me, "You don't want me to sing." And you hold back. And I feel for you. I feel because God wants to hear you magnify by singing, by praising. They say this is the first praise and worship song to Jesus. This is it. This is number one. And she is actually quoting scripture, 15 different Old Testament quotations or allusions that she knows. And a lot of it comes from the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, where Hannah is great with child with Samuel, and she sings. Mary knows it, and so she quotes that in song, and she sings. Now, in the movie, she might sound like Celine Dion. But in reality, she probably didn't care. She was singing. She was magnifying the Lord. When you think, what does it mean to magnify? It's just what it sounds like. You are not making God big, because God's already big. You're focusing your attention on how amazing God is, so that others could see God through you. Can I hear an amen? Amen. And that's up to you, whether you are going to do that or not. And it is amazing when we go and serve folks down at the nursing homes at Beaumont or Whitney Place or Willows. If someone might have Alzheimer's and it's such a terrible disease, but you know they might not know their name or your name or anybody. But if you start with "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me," they're right with you every word. You know, like that memory loss can't take the soul memory away. Amen? That amazing how many words you can remember if you sing them. So, especially Christmas carols, right? How many know every word of most of the Christmas carols? We're going to sing a bunch of them tomorrow, right? They're just in you. They're not going to be taken out of you, as well as Frosty and Rudolph and all those other ones. You can't get them out of your head. But I want you to understand how important it is to magnify the Lord, because When our problems seem large, God seems small. But when God is big, our problems seem small. Amen? Isn't it? It's amazing that you have to take part in them. You can't just sit back and say, God, make yourself known. Be big for me. You have to do what you have to do, getting into the Word and being lifted up. The Scaff family said, we're going to sing. Mary, did you know? Did you see Jackson? Can I hear an amen? He will always remember that he sang God's praise, that his little soul magnified the Lord. And he's joyfully doing it. Mom and Dad didn't make him sing, right? He wanted to be part of the team. I hope you can not only sing in the shower, right? You ever sing in a stairwell when it's just wow, I didn't know I had it in me. Every now and then, Nancy hits the right note. I'm like, you got it. Hang on to that. It's like a 50-50 with Nancy. But I love when someone sings out, magnifying the Lord, and they don't care how they sound to anybody but God. Amen? We are just too self-conscious when it comes to worship. I'd love to have people just not be afraid and say, Lord, you've done such great things for me. I can't help it. I praise you, God. How does someone come to know God but through people who know God? And they see God in that person or through that person. Do you know that it'll be 50 years this Christmas Eve that Apollo 8 was orbiting the moon 20 times? And if you've ever seen the Earth rising photo, it's taken by Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders. And they read from Genesis as they looked at this little blue ball. And do you know how a billion people heard them speak? 50 years ago, I was only 5. A lot of you were a lot older than me. Do you remember 1968? That was a tough year, wasn't it? There's a lot going on. Terrible assassinations, the Vietnam War. Do you know what happened when they had this prayer for the Earth from Apollo 8? When they came back down, they splashed down. Hippies were hugging old men and old people. All of a sudden, people were together because God was magnified. Amen. We're all in this together. Don't you feel like we need the message of Christmas? Praise God. 1968, 2018. Kind of feels a little similar, maybe. We need the message of Mary for us today. The Mighty One has done great things for me. Now, she's probably just a teenager. You know, she's really young. And she's told by Gabriel, you will be with child. How will this be? Well, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And you will bear the Savior. And she says, okay, let it be to me as you have said. And she trusted and she believed. And then she sings, magnify the Lord for the great things that he has done. It's not always easy to magnify the Lord. Sometimes it's in our hardest and most difficult time. My brother, and I thank you for praying for him. Of those who have not heard the story, he literally almost died. He fell off my mother's roof doing her roof, over two stories, broken arms, 8 broken ribs, broken hip, big gash in his arm. It's almost been a month, and he literally is every day almost on death's door. But you know, I magnify the Lord because I've never prayed with this brother, ever, till this happened. Now he puts out his hand, and I hold his hand, and I pray with him, and you can feel God's presence. The Lord works when we are humble and cry out, lays low the arrogant, lifts up the proud, lays low the prideful, lifts up the humble. Flip that around. Because you know what? The other side will teach you, magnify yourself. Let yourself be the biggest thing in the room and make sure everybody knows how important you are. Where does our Savior come in this small, intimate, humble scene of a major little baby? Little baby is as harmless and as vulnerable as you can be. But I just love how we're called to sing God's praise and let God work through us in our broken times, in our most vulnerable times. There are young people in our youth group that every day they'll start the day with a praise and worship song. And there's so much music now that's out there. This one girl who says, my life is not easy, but every day I sing this song. And she lifts up the song and she says, I sing it and then I can take on the day. I asked Ashley yesterday, I said, what's your favorite praise song? And she says, well, I have so many, I can't name them. But there's one that's called So Will I by Hillsong. And the words are, if the stars were made to worship, so will I. If the mountains bow in reverence, so will I. If the oceans roar your greatness, so will I. If everything exists to lift you high, so will I. If the wind goes where you send it, so will I. If the rocks cry out in silence, so will I. If the sum of all of our praises still falls shy, then we'll sing again 100 billion times. God of salvation, you chased down my heart through all of my failure and pride. On a hill you created the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die. And as you speak, 100 billion failures disappear. Where you lost your life so I could find it here. If you left the grave behind you, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you've done. Can I hear an amen? My daughter loves to sing that. The Lord has done great things for me. If my children know that they're saved by God's grace in Jesus Christ, amen? Long after I'm gone, she's going to be praising God, taking on any challenge that might come. Magnify is to articulate that God is great. And I ask you, have you done that lately? Have you told someone what God means to you, even if it's a mustard seed of faith? You know, I love sports. Ethan and I watched this 1986 Celtics documentary. Can I hear an amen? If you were around then and you were set, my fondest memories is with my dad and my mom just shouting at the TV during that year, the greatest basketball team ever. And so I'm like talking to Ethan. Of course, he wasn't alive during those days. And I'm like, Larry Bird this, Larry Bird that. You know, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, Danny Ainge. They were great. I had no problem talking about the Celtics, 1986 Celtics. I should be as half enthusiastic for Jesus. Amen. I pray that you can be that way for someone who might be in a place that they need to hear that the Lord has done great things for you, has given you a purpose, given you a peace, has redeemed you from things in your life that you thought you could win over or let go on your own or overcome, regrets and shame and brokenness and guilt. You can't win against those. It's a free gift of God's grace that will free you from this, and there's nothing greater. And you need to tell people. And so that's what the Christmas message is all about. I lift up to you that I read this week of this girl down in Texas. Her name is Roxley Doss, 11-year-old girl, that doctors can't. This was in the USA Today. I'm like, that's great. I'm going to share this in church. Doctors can't explain why her tumor just disappeared, right? Her parents, the article said, from no cure to no trace. The family said now they only have God to thank. Every day we still say it. It's kind of our family thing that God healed Roxley. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can't explain it. And we have someone across the street, Jason Murphy, usually sits in the back. 3.5 years ago, doctor said you only have 6 months to live. He's been with us the last 3 years, and he will tell you that God saved him. He didn't listen to what they said. He went to Dana-Farber, and he trusted a new word. But he'll tell you that he's alive for a reason. And God has done great things for him. And so I want you to remember when you first had a magnifying glass when you were a kid? I have the distinct memory when we adopted Max when he was 9 years old and Shaw was 10. And they're just on the ground looking at bugs. And they're just telling, oh my goodness, come and look at this. Oh my goodness. Ethan more concerned about basketball. It's like, what are you guys doing? Who could care about? But when you zero in on something, you see things that you would never see before, and you can do the same in your faith. And I want to, in closing, I want to lift up, besides Mary and her song and how she gave her life to God and said, use me, and I trust in you, Joseph did the same. There's not a lot of verses about Joseph, but I want to lift him up as somebody who believed, as Mary, that with God all things are possible. I want you to know that Joseph is a great example for men as a father and a husband. And the scriptures say that Matthew 1, Joseph, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. In all my understanding, I thought that came after Gabriel came to him in a dream. He decided to be grace-filled to her, even though the law said that he could have her stoned to death by law. Amen? He said, I will not expose her to public disgrace, and I will divorce her quietly. I will still love her. Then the angel came to him in that dream. It says, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. So I just want you to know that miracles can happen in families when fathers and mothers say, we can't do it, but with you, God, all things are possible. He was a faithful man and was just going to love her and be gracious to her long before the angel came and said, do this. Can I hear an amen? Amen. That's a great thing. That's a miracle. He's scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts, brought down rulers, and has lifted up the humble. Amen. So let's go to our time of prayer. And I know that you're busy and crazy. You have a lot of things going on. How many people are already thinking about tomorrow's activities and the food and where you're traveling? I've heard this year it's the record for travel. In the history of America, more people are going to be on the roads than ever before. But there's a spiritual road that you're on. And I pray that this Christmas can be something special, that you can understand that God needs you to be a magnifying glass. God needs you to allow people to see God through you clearly so that they can see that grace happens in this difficult world. So we're not going to take any prayer requests, though we do have Bob Stone's brother, Howie, we want to lift up. He asked for prayers. His brother had a stroke. He's at UMass Hospital. We want to lift him up. We have many other prayers. Let's just take this time. Let's be with God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we confess to you that there are times because we don't sing your praise or live lives that praise and honor and glorify you, we have minimized you in a sense. Lord, we have not spoken of how the great things that you have done. And we ask you to free us from this. We thank you for Mary and Joseph and for the way they humbly are remembered, that they said yes to you. And so, Lord, bless each soul here today that they can magnify you. We thank you for the gift of those who've gone before us and how others have made you clear to us. And that's how we know you. And so, Lord, bless our prayers to you. We thank you that you are with the hurting this season of Advent. Advent, Lord, we know that there are those who can't believe that things can change, but Lord, with you all things are possible. We know that you have come to be with us, the incarnation, the Word made flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. We ask you, Lord, to come and be with us in our time this Christmas season, that you would bless this sanctuary, you would anoint it so that one soul that would come on Christmas Eve would hear your word and know that their life has meaning and purpose. Lord, there are so many people who are struggling. Help us walk with them in the valley and struggle with them and show our own wounds and scars and tell of the great work you've done in our hearts to give us hope and give us peace, give us joy and love. Let your love just
sweep and wash over our families this season, and that we would be all about you and not about selfishness or self-centeredness. So we thank you, God, and we ask you to bless the prayers that we've lifted up in our hearts and unspoken as we pray your prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen, amen.
Let's stand now. Let's sing the first three verses of the first Noel, page 245.